for those who may not know, explain what this proposal is before I ask you more about why you're against it. Talk a little bit about the proposal itself first.
Okay. Senate Bill 9 is part of the grand bargain that was put together by the Illinois Senate, both leadership from the Republican and Democratic side. And the grand bargain is the first 12 bills that were introduced this year in the Senate dealing on all, pertaining to all the major topics that need to be worked on in the state of Illinois. Senate Bill 9, a part of that grand bargain, was the omnibus tax bill, a 500-page bill that addressed future taxation in the state of Illinois, and a tax increase on corporate income tax, personal income tax, opportunity, business opportunity tax, just all sorts of different kind of taxation and, and increases in there. And in that 500-page amendment, on page 213, there is created service taxes in the state of Illinois. And there's several different service taxes that were created with this amendment. And amendment number 3 creates a service tax that you would, if you were to read it, you wouldn't know what it is. And I'll read it to you real quickly.
Okay.
It is the taxation of the repair, servicing, alteration, fitting, cleaning, painting, coating, towing, inspection, or maintenance of tangible personal property or tangible personal property that has been affixed to real estate. That, Will, is taxation of home repair.
So in other words, if I were to do something like reshingle my roof or something like that, that would get taxed and it hasn't been before?
That's correct. It's been assumed that you pay quite a bit in property taxes, and you're doing your fair share as a homeowner paying your property taxes. But now they're looking for, you know, the state's broke. They're $8 to $12 billion in debt, and they're looking for new revenue sources. And so this is one of the things that they're looking into, is taxing repair service for on Illinois homes.
Call me skeptical, but I thought the grand bargain, even though budget negotiations continue, I thought the grand bargain was dead. So why are we still talking about this? Is it still being discussed?
You know, that's the thing, is that the grand bargain may be dead, but the Illinois Senate and Illinois House aren't down here just to pass substantive legislation here in the next 30 days.
Well, they're not really passing any substantive legislation, are they?
Yeah. I think you're going to see a run between now and May 31st. Their spring session deadline to at least attempt to pass a bill to increase taxes to try to balance a budget, and I think they're going to be looking at different ways of closing that gap between existing revenues and their budget, and some of it may be cutting the budget, but most of it's probably going to be tax increases. And this is in play right now, whether Senate Bill 9 is dead or not. This issue is still very much alive.
So what you're telling me is that there's a possibility that even though the grand bargain is dead, and by and large Senate Bill 9, a part of that is dead, that lawmakers could do this, what I like to call the old-fashioned way, and that's sneak it in at the last minute when nobody's looking.
Yeah, and then that's kind of the way it got started, too.
I mean, yeah.
This was introduced in January, and it went from first reading to third reading in the blink of an eye. At no point did this language ever have a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it is poised to be passed on the Senate floor at any moment if they wanted it to.
Mm. So obviously your association is against this bill. What would be the impact to the downside if this were to pass? Do you think people would realistically stop making home repairs and improvements and that sort of thing?
There will certainly be a decrease, and just as the people who manufacture and distribute soda pop will contend that if you tax soda pop, that the sale of soda pop will go down. The taxation of home repair will go down if you tax it. And the tax is set at 6.25%. And we had the National Association of Home Builders do an estimate on the amount of work that would decrease in the state of Illinois. And their figures are this, that about $47 million a year would be impacted. It would be, that comes out to about 520 fewer jobs in Illinois. And you know, so what they're saying is, yeah, home repair is still going to happen, but there are definitely going to be people who, if they hit, you know, if they get this service tax onto what they need to do, they're going to forego doing that home repair.
We have a little bit of time left, Bill, but before we go, if not this, what? What should be done in your association's view to try to either balance the state budget or get more revenue going if this is not part of the solution?
That's an important question, Will. And the thing is this, is that this is a narrow form of taxation that doesn't even come close to providing the kind of revenue that the state of Illinois needs to balance their budgets. They need a much broader form of taxation that brings in much more revenue. I'm not endorsing it. We're not saying this is the answer, but if you take a look at the soda pop tax, it was going to bring in somewhere between $400 million and $600 million a year, mm-hmm. and it could be coupled with federal grant dollars to bring that amount of money up to $1 billion. That's real money for the state of Illinois to consider, whereas they were going to probably collect somewhere around $60 million on the home repair tax. And that's just a drop in the bucket for what they need here.
And it sounds like, if I remember right, there are not that this is necessarily your area of expertise per se, but there were a whole bunch of other proposed increases like this that would probably hurt other sectors too, right?
Yeah. So they have a service tax for warehousing and pest control and tattoos and things like that. And basically, what they seem to be doing is they're taxing low-hanging fruit. They're taxing economic sectors that are vulnerable and don't have maybe the political clout that other sectors have. And it'll make it easier for politicians to vote yes on and have the least amount of political fallout.
Okay. Bill Ward, Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Illinois, thanks so much for your time this evening, and I'm sure we'll probably want to talk again at some point about this, if there's any movement one way or the other on this.
Give me a call anytime, Will.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you so much.